Pete Rose, baseball issuing the weird statement yesterday that is reinstating one Pete Rose, which means he is eligible, of course, after he died, eligible now for the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Well, I wonder if Pete's going to pick out a white or a black tux to show up to Cooperstown. Now, what is Shoeless Joe Jackson going to wear? What a joke. This to me, you're right, this very well might be the singular most discussed topic here in bars, debates. Like, I mean, it's Pete Rose. To me, this is the most predictable outcome that we could all see a mile coming away, because Rob Manfred has no backbone. And this is the easy way out. No blood on his hands. Wait till they die. It is weak. Now, it's utterly predictable, but I'm not surprised. But I'm also going to say this, right? So I get it. You know, I know what Pete Rose did. And I've gone back and forth on this for a lot of reasons, and we'll get into the show. I can tell you why. I don't want to just speak forever here. But I do think, to me, that I don't feel badly for Pete Rose. I just don't. I mean, I know that, and I'm not trying to disparage somebody who's no longer with us. That's not my point. But, hey, guys, let's look in. If we're Pete Rose and we're going to look in the mirror, you see a lot of things that are very, very bad staring back at you. And I'm not just talking about betting on baseball and committing the Cardinals sin of baseball. I mean, Pete Rose was a very shady character. So, you know, far be it from me to not have tears streaming down my face for somebody who, quite frankly, I don't believe deserves him.
My issue is twofold here. And we've had this conversation. Remember when was it HBO that aired that special not too long ago?
Yes.
I feel like we had that conversation.
Yeah, we watched it.
Yeah, and I learned a lot of things about Pete Rose that I didn't know. Obviously, you know he's the hit king. I knew him as a manager. I knew him as a great all-time player. Reds, Phillies, all that stuff. But you learn a lot of things. And you also get some insight into Pete Rose as a human being, which was not a good look.
No.
He never took accountability ever. He blamed everybody else. Even after some of the horrific stuff, forget about betting on baseball, the statutory rape stuff, and his treatment, the way he treated women, like just disrespectful, complete, like just, I don't think, a good guy. Okay, so there's twofold to it. You could feel that way. You could have the right to vote him in, vote him out. It should be in the Hall of Fame, whatever. My biggest issue here is, and it's not that I feel bad for him because I don't, but for his whole life, the one thing that he wanted the most was to be eligible for the Hall of Fame, to have people be able to vote on him being in the Hall of Fame. And the one thing that he didn't want was to be eligible for the Hall of Fame or get in the Hall of Fame after he died. And it's like, I feel like there's eternal, like, he's not a good guy, did some horrific things, but I feel like there's eternal punishment with this result. I'd almost rather it be the other way and just, hey, he didn't get in, he died that way, that's that.
And you'll never get in.
And now it's even in death, Pete Rose is going to be, crushed here to get something that he doesn't even want, whether he's going to be in or not, and we'll find out in 2027. He didn't want this after he died.
Yeah, but, you know, Pete doesn't get to make the rules. That's Pete's problem.
I know, but BT, 8 months after.
Yeah. That's why I say it's that Rob Manfred has no backbone.
Just don't make him eligible. You're going to make him eligible after, and I know why he did it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of reasons why. Political, maybe one. With the president also weighing in on it, that we need to get into that, but that is a factor here.
Maybe a little bit.
The wording in that stupid release, and I know the wording because I read it yesterday on SNY, and I was like, this is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Who talks like this? The wording of it was so absurd. It was almost like he's doing it just because he wants nothing to do with it anymore. I'm doing it after death because he can't hurt the game anymore since he's not alive.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the harm in just, he's eligible, get off my back. He's not going to hurt the game because he's dead. Do what you want with it.
Listen, I think if we were to play the character police, right, these Hall of Fames would be not completely vacant, but there'd be a lot more room. I mean, starting, and we all have heard the allegations that, you know, Ty Cobb was a racist. And how many people do we honor and glorify that beat their wives that we don't know, that committed rape that we don't know, that did drugs that we do know or don't know, that did so many things that are just counter to what we want to, you know, prop up and illuminate in sports and in society. So I in that regard, like, to sit here and I stand by what I said, like, I don't think Pete Rose was a good guy at all. I think Pete Rose was a very shady, very dark person with some demons.
Right.
All right. And I think enough people have backed that up and have documented that. And by the way, I've had experiences with Pete, and I'll get to that later.
Yeah.
But it's not like I'm just saying, you know, sitting here from my pulpit. Like, I've actually been around Pete Rose many times, but not many, several times, like intimate interactions. So I think I have a pretty good feel for who he is as a person. This whole thing is busted. There is no right or wrong. I understand, and for a long time, I'm like, dude, nobody's got more hits. Put him in. And then I was educated, oddly, by Bob Feller. Bob Feller was the one who actually handed me the Dowd report. In 1999, when I was just starting my radio career.
Yeah, I remember you saying
Remember this?
Yes.
He said, educate yourself, son. You have no idea what's going on. I said, wow, okay. Let me do that. Because I'm leaning on the baseball accomplishments. Let me do a little bit more. And I read. I didn't read every. I'm not a lawyer, so I'm not about to pour through this. But I read real chunks and more than just excerpts of the Dowd report. I'm like, wow, I stand corrected. And then I saw what happened. Remember when, what's the reporter's name? Jim Gray.
Yeah, yeah.
For the All Century team. I'm like, man, that was a little aggressive there. So I have vacillated. I've gone back and forth. I admit that. But at the end of the day, Pete Rose made his bed. I think Pete Rose was doing a lot of shady stuff for a long time. That's tough. It is what it is.
Yeah, and look, we'll find out whether he gets it or not. We could have this conversation in a couple years. It's just weird to me. When I found that news yesterday, I was like, what?
Out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. Pete Rose, all of a sudden, all these years, begging and pleading and begging and pleading to get back into baseball, being reinstated into baseball. 8 months after the guy dies, Manfred, the weak commissioner. There's other words that I want to use, you know, involving Zach. No, I'm not going to go. I just don't want to be disrespectful.
No, there's no need to be.
Come on, dude. It's such a pathetic look for baseball and a weak stance and statement. Now you do it 8 months after the guy dies, as opposed to if you really wanted to do that, do it. Or just stand strong, even life after death. And then he throws in Shoeless Joe Jackson and the 1919 White Sox, Black Sox. What year was it?
That was 1918 or 1919. One of those 2 years. Yeah.
Amen. Out. I saw a great movie. Shoeless Joe Jackson. I mean, come on.
Sweet uniforms back then. Those flannels.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about over 100 years ago.
Yeah, but why did Joe have to wait all this time? And Pete had to wait 8 months. Like, I don't understand.
I think Manfred just included others to make it like, all right, we're going to do this. In after death, when these guys are dead, we're going to reinstate them after they die because it's a penalty throughout life, I guess, whatever the exact thing.
A lifelong ban.
Yeah, exactly.
And once you're no longer living, then in theory, the lifelong ban expires. I asked the question rhetorically. I know why he did it, but it's like you're catering to Pete, but think about Shoeless Joe Jackson's family 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago. That didn't quite get that quick treatment. It's just, listen, it's a mess. And there's a lot of chapters in baseball history that are ugly. I walk this line of I'm not trying to be disrespectful to somebody who's no longer here. I just, at my core, don't believe Pete Rose was a good person. And, you know, he knew the rules. A couple things you cannot do. You know, you can drink. You could sniff coke. You could sell coke. You could smack around your wife, sadly, and still get honored, okay? But you can't bet on baseball. He chose to do it many times. Here we are. Tough.
Would you vote for him? It's not going to be the writers who vote.
I know. At this point, I probably would not.
Just because he's a bad guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
I probably wouldn't either. Do you think he gets in?
No. I don't think he gets in.
I do think that whoever's voting, the Hall of Fame committee or whatever, which is going to be a lot of his peers, I do think they're going to end up putting him in.
I think it's a panel of 16 I heard last night.
You're right, but
Jack Curry was talking about this, who's great, on the Yes Network, on the Yankee pregame show, and I just kind of flipped it back in time, and I missed a little bit of it. I think it's a 16 panel committee, and you know, Jack didn't really give an opinion as to whether or not he thought he got in. I don't think it's going to be as easy as maybe you think it is. I think he's going to be a lot of resistance here, dude.
And I'm kind of torn either way. If you asked me years ago, I would have said he's got to be in the Hall of Fame based on what he did on the field. Like, obviously, the hit king, he was an all-time great player, no doubt about it. He's such a bad guy in my mind. I know you said it in the same thing, especially after watching that HBO special where he just lacked accountability, lied for all these years, still doesn't think he did anything wrong. And then the fact that they do this after he died, I'm mad at baseball for that part of it.
Yes, I agree with that.
So I have an issue with Rose for the human being that he was, and I have an issue with baseball for the timing of this whole thing. It's just dirty. It's another black cloud around Major League Baseball that the sport does not need.
Real quick, so you know what stinks about this? So when we were growing up, all right, baseball was obviously, and you and I love baseball, and everybody at we are a baseball city. We love it, okay? There's no doubt. But growing up, baseball had a higher profile nationally. This Week in Baseball, Game of the Week, Joe Garagiola. I mean, it was amazing. Vin Scully, the World Series seemed to mean a little bit more back then. The All-Star Game seemed to mean a little bit more back then. And then things shifted, the NFL, whatever. Okay. the globalization of sport. There is a lot of things to change, but I really think that for a long time, people walked around with this badge of honor, like defending Pete, like they were willing to carry this cross for a lot of reasons, and quite frankly, some of the reasons that I used to subscribe to. I have no idea what the calls are going to be. We'll get to them here. I think it's going to be largely the other way. I think as more time went on, I think that people realize that he was just a bad dude, and I don't think they're willing to lift the gates for him.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll get to the NFL schedule release. We're excited about that for both the Jets and the Giants. We'll talk some Knicks, of course, that had a Game 5 as well. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. But it was fun to talk some Pete Rose here. Well, not really even fun, just shocking. And a story that has been debated for years. I mean, that's an old, you know how many times people have called the station and discussed it.
All time.
At any point, you mentioned Pete Rose, the phones light up, and they want to talk about, well, now it's actually relevant as Pete Rose is, in fact, reinstated with Major League Baseball. Jeff is calling from Port Washington. What's up, Jeff?
Gentlemen, there was one sign that was in every major league clubhouse since the Black Sox scandal. That was, you cannot bet on baseball. Not only did this man bet on baseball, he lied about it. That alone is a reason to ostracize him. You want to lift the ban, but if he gets elected, everything is a mockery.
Yeah, I mean, I just have a problem. Thank you for the call, Jeff. And that's fair. Obviously, that's one side of it. Bet on baseball, doesn't matter what else happens. Whether he's a bad guy, a good guy, doesn't matter. You bet on baseball, you should have a lifetime ban, and you shouldn't be eligible even after that. There are just many, many layers to this. His accomplishments on the field, what he did to get himself suspended, how he acted afterward, what type of person he is, and then baseball reinstating him after 8 months after he died, which is the one thing Pete Rose didn't want.
Yeah, I know. Listen, the one thing, and I'm sure a lot of people will try to do this, and that's okay. I mean, it's your opinion. I get it. We'll obviously hear you out. If we have to debate it, we will, but let me just preemptively address this. To me, and I believe a lot will try to equivocate the gambling and the steroids. Well, how is this guy? Okay, that's a common refrain. I understand that. And the last caller nailed it, okay? What's the one thing that you know that you can't do? Because there's two things. How you have to wear your uniform and no gambling. That is posted clearly. If you've ever been in a clubhouse, you and I have, dugouts, we've seen it. So, but it was never posted ever that you can't take steroids. It was largely nebulous. Nobody knew what the hell it was. Like, they weren't illegal.
It was encouraged by baseball.
Some level under the table. It wasn't illegal. It wasn't, like, even if you got caught with steroids back in the day by the police, like, you weren't necessarily getting arrested. It was, I think it was more immoral, maybe circumventing the boundaries of competition. But to me, it's not the same. And I've got issues with both, but right, you know, taking steroids and betting, to me, it's not the same.
Right. The one thing is they both question the integrity of the game.
I agree with that.
And that is something that is written on the voters, I forget, like rules or whatever, but when you're taking your ballot and your votes into account as a voter, I'm not one, but I know a lot of them, we've gone over this before for many years, that is one of the things you're allowed to judge by, or you should judge by, the integrity. It's not just what they did on the field, also the integrity of the individual who you are voting in, and whether you're a steroid user or obviously bet on baseball, neither of those are good for the integrity department. Chris is in Michigan. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. I'll make it quick because I know it's loud here for work. First, I just want to say, let's go, Knicks.
And yes, Chris.
Subway Series. Let's go, Mets.
Yeah. All right. Two for two.
So with Manfred, we could tell that he was in Congress the way he worded everything like that. I don't want to get into Pete Rose, whether he should or should not be in. I think the whole situation by him and MLB is pretty disgraceful for how it came out. And also, what's next? If he's letting all these guys in with, you know, like you said, the Black Sox, it's not just Pete that was on the list. It's other guys. What's next?
Right. What's next,
guys?
What's next, Chris? And thank you for calling. It was loud there.
Yeah.
Right. What's next is when Clemens, Bonds, A-Rod, when they pass away, maybe they're going to be. Now, those guys aren't ineligible the way Pete Rose was.
No. But they just didn't, like, receive enough votes. And yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, it was a different process for them, for sure.
And maybe when they pass away, then there's going to be some veterans committee. I mean, I have no idea. It is different, though, in the fact that Rose had a lifetime ban. She was Joe Jackson. Mm-hmm. Lifetime ban. Those guys aren't banned. They just didn't get voted in.
Correct.
By the writers. Pete Rose never had a chance to get voted in, which I would rather have had the writers had the chance to elect him or not, and then that it would be on their decision, just like it was with Bonds and Clemens and A-Rod or whatever, anybody else.
It's an interesting point. I mean, most of the writers, I know it's starting to flip a little bit, but most of the writers that have the influence on Hall of Fame and stuff, they're older, and it's just a guess. What do you think they would have done? Because all of those guys saw Pete play.
I think it depends on the year. I think if it were within the last 5 years, I don't think he's getting in.
Yeah.
If it were 30, 40 years ago, I think he is.
But you might be right, because think about this. Like, we saw Pete play, but if you're a 30-year-old, you know, baseball broadcaster or writer or digital content, whatever, you're involved in the game, you're 30, 32, 28, 35, you're still fairly young. You didn't see Pete, so there's not that intimate connection. I think if you saw Pete, it's a lot tougher to divorce yourself, and this is the question that everybody's got to wrestle with that did see him play, the player versus the person. And I think for the older generation, it would be tougher to separate.
Yeah, and for me, it's more about the person being exposed for many years after the fact. You're right in that regard that, yeah, if you go back 30 years ago, those people were more familiar with what he did on the field, sure. But even now, I just feel like even though we know what Pete Rose did, maybe not firsthand watching, but know the history of it, knowing how bad of a guy he is, at least to me, it's going to be in question. And I'm not just talking about, like, Barry Bonds bad, where Bonds gets a bad rap.
I don't think, like, Surly or me.
No,
or
we're
Short.
Talking
no,
about, like, just statutory rape accusations. Well, and not
criminal stuff.
Exactly right. Maddie is calling from New Providence. What's up, Maddie?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, boys. What's going on? First time, long time. You guys do a great job.
Thank you.
I just thought that what Manfred did was completely disingenuous, right? How do you lump Shula's show and Pete Rose in the same conversation? And I agree with everything you guys have said. You know, Shula's show and Pete are two completely different projects. I'm worried that he's going to clean up the steroid guys. If the writers are confident that there should be, you know, a Mitchell Report wing in Cooperstown, fine. But I just think it's a little expedient, and I think it's moving too fast, and it's not good for baseball.
Yeah, good call.
Second point.
Okay.
Sal, I probably got 2 years on you, BT. Yeah. We're about the same age. I remember Rory Sparrow and Bernard King.
Yeah, Rory.
Let's go, Nick.
Number two. Yeah.
If they get out of this round, I'll see you guys in the Eastern Conference Finals. Have a great one.
There you go. We'll do a lot of Knicks later on, though.
We'll get into the Knicks and the NFL schedule stuff. We just wanted to start with Pete Rose. And actually, BT, it's more to me about baseball. We've made, not just you and I think a lot of people, we've debated it, which is why it's such a hot-button topic for many years. It's actually shocking to read the news and to say Pete Rose has been reinstated. Like, that's something that I never even thought was a reality. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I know.
One of those big, like, lifelong questions and debates that has now become a reality here. So, for me, it's more about baseball because I feel like our decision on Pete Rose has been made over the years many different times, whether you would vote for him, whether you think he deserves to be in, whether you think he's a bad person, whether you wouldn't vote for him. And baseball reinstating him after he died just 8 months ago, it's like, to me, that's the issue. And it's infuriating from a Major League Baseball standpoint. We wouldn't even be talking about Pete Rose. We wouldn't be thinking about Pete Rose. I know they're honoring him in Cincinnati, I guess, this weekend, which made it a little bit more topical. But they've honored him before in Cincinnati. They've actually gone to a game.
Yeah, he's been out there. Yeah, yeah, they let him back there.
The day that they built his statue
in
Cincinnati, they unveiled his statue in front of the that's where I chose to go with my wife. It was Father's Day in 2017, I want to say.
Okay.
I went to go, you get like the giveaway statue. I wanted to go see all the ballparks, so I was there for that, and Pete Rose spoke. So it's not like he hasn't been honored or celebrated before. My point is that this would be a, you know, a dead issue if Major League Baseball Manfred didn't come up with the idea to reinstate him 8 months after he passed away.
Sal, if you think about it, I know we've got a break here, but if you think about the core principles of leadership, whether it's in sports or the boardroom or anything in between, core principles require leaders to be able to make tough decisions and stand up to and deal with the blowback and the inevitable criticism that's coming their way. And that's why Rob Manfred has no spine, because he couldn't do it.
But my point is, he already went through the worst part when Pete was alive. Who was knocking on his door begging for Pete to be reinstated after he passed away? It was over. That's it. And now after that, he did the tough part. Now after he dies, he puts him in.
I always find it good. Anytime you get a little crumb, I'm hungry for football.
It's almost pathetic by us as sports fans But same thing, like, I can't get enough of it. All right, when are these games going to be played months from now? What's the schedule? Who are the opponents? We look at it, win, loss. You know, like, what's the show? Oh, yeah, Mike and Amanda.
We want to reference Mike and Amanda here. Come on, win,
that. Right. Yeah,
loss.
We'll go over the schedule. We'll do that tomorrow. Anyway, we'll get to the schedule release and talk about some of the leaked dates and what that may mean and some of the national stuff. We'll do that later. And, of course, Knicks tonight, Game 5, which we keep talking about. You know, Game 3 was the biggest game. Game 4 was the biggest game. Well, now Game 5 with a chance to win and punch their ticket and put the stake through the heart of the champion.
Dagger time.
Punch their ticket. You know, just my mentality, my feel, I am probably taking the Celtics too lightly without Tatum.
I think you are.
We can have that conversation.
We'll do it later.
I'm just telling you how I feel. You know how I felt this whole time? Even up 2-0, no, up 3-1, with Tatum being healthy, I was like, nah, I'm still not going to say it's over. Now I just feel like the Celtics are done. This series is over, and I think it is going to get wrapped up tonight in Boston, but we'll get into that a little bit later on. Pete Rose is the conversation, 888-808-1019. Joe is on Staten Island. What's up, Joe?
Hi, guys. How you doing? Let's go, Knicks.
All right, Joe.
2 points. One, Pete Rose gambled on baseball. The writers are not going to vote him in.
I agree.
Because they're too young.
But they are not the ones who are going to vote on him now. He is eligible, and it'll be some kind of...
The committee, the 16-person committee.
I don't think the committee is even going to do that either.
I agree with you on that.
Let's say the committee is Tony La Russa and, whatever, Jim Leland, I don't know, old school guys like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Schmidt,
Schmidt's always defended himself. If he gets some old teammates on the,
guys, and Johnny Bench maybe the other way, but you just don't know. That's the point, though.
Perez will split the vote.
Go ahead, Joe.
Tony Perez will get
some votes, but not enough. But my second point is, you're talking about the steroids and this. None of those guys are going to go in either. Look at Barry Bonds, how he treated the reporters. They're not going to vote him in. They're not going to vote A-Rod in. They're not going to vote McGuire in, because they all took steroids.
Mm-hmm.
It is two separate topics,
right?
But Pete Rose, listen, now MLB is in bed with sports, FanDuel, DraftKings,
and
this,
that's okay because they're making hundreds of millions. Yeah, sure.
I don't think that. And thank you for the call, Joe. I don't think that has anything to do with it. If you read between the lines, Commissioner Manfred didn't want to really reinstate Pete Rose. I think there was pressure, whether it be from the president, whether it be from the public, or just him wanting to wash his hands with it once and for all. Okay, Pete Rose is dead. It should be over, but you still have people talking about it, mainly the president. And again, I'm not trying to make it political. I don't even know what was said or what. I know a little bit of it. But what's the why did Manfred all of a sudden come up with this 8 months after Rose died in the middle of the baseball season? Hey, let's reinstate Pete Rose and anybody else who was ineligible after they died, because he didn't just think of this. I think he wanted to wash his hands with it. It wasn't that, what he did wasn't so serious because now we're in bed with gambling companies.
No, I don't think that there's that wasn't my intention. I know that the caller said it. I agree. Yeah. No, I don't think that that's the case either, but I just find it incredibly ironic. Here we are, 30, 40, whatever years it is, discussing the merits of Pete Rose getting into the Hall of Fame. I think the SI cover was 89, if I'm not mistaken, where that actually happened. And now all these years later, they've got a flood of cash coming in from betting websites.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
I don't think
that there was any motivation or any connection to how cheap this decision.
I think Joe,
he might have been.
Yes.
I got a question for you. Now, who do you think, this is an easy question, who is the most revered New York Giant of all time?
LT.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lawrence Taylor, all right, was arrested many times, whether it's a DUI, I believe that was back in 2016, whether it was multiple drugs and drug charges, drug issues, I should say, multiple sexual solicitation situations.
Young girls.
Included under the age, okay? And yet, Lawrence Taylor, it has this glorified existence, right? You know, he's the hero. He's the all-time Giant. I think he's one of the top three football players in the history of football. Forget about the Giants. I think all-time, certainly top five, maybe Rice, maybe Jim Brown, whatever. But he's on that list. Why is Lawrence Taylor revered and Pete Rose is stoned in the court of public opinion? So, to me, if you love and if you love Taylor and you choose to ignore his indiscretions, that's up to you. I'm not trying to shape what you do or how you feel. But if you have all this negative energy towards Pete, I would say you might want to check yourself a little bit, because it's not consistent.
Well, let me ask you, because I know where you stand on this. I think it's a fascinating angle. I know where you stand on Pete Rose. Would you vote LT into the Hall of Fame if he weren't in? Or would you take him out because of all those other
reasons? Yeah, now that's okay. It's hard. I'm going to go through my thought process. It's because all these things happened after retirement.
I understand
outside
that,
of the drugs.
Yeah.
But a lot of players did drugs, and I'm fine with not that you should do it, but whatever. You do drugs, you still get in the Hall of Fame. So let's say the 5 years, right, for the NFL. Is it 5 years for the NFL as well?
Either way. Post-retirement.
But he retires. And in the 5 years of retirement, there's the sexual solicitation, then spousal issues.
Yeah.
I would say no.
Well, do you think LT's a good guy?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, that's kind of my...
I don't think he's a good guy at all.
That's kind of my point.
I think I'm the only person willing to say it.
No, well...
Like, everybody rolls out, and I'm not trying to crush the guy, but let's be a little consistent as a society.
Okay.
Like, everybody rolls out the red carpet. Yeah, Lawrence Taylor, all-time player, all-time bad person.
Right, but then to your point earlier, if we're going to start doing that as sports fans, now, is it fair to rob Giants fans of their favorite memories and their favorite player because of what he did on the field? Or Reds fans or just Pete Rose fans of their favorite player on the field? Like, I think it's a great angle to think about, a great debate to have. We love these athletes not because of the people that they are, because of the performance that they give us. So why should it be one way for one guy and another way for another? And I also don't think it should be on the fans to be punished. If I love Lawrence Taylor, I shouldn't be punished because of his discretions. What, I can't enjoy it because the guy was a bad guy? It's up to you, the individual.
Well, let's say, Roger Goodell can't reach into the memory banks of Giant football fans and delete what they remember. So you're not really getting penalized. Yeah. I mean, you watch Lawrence play. I'm not trying to get him out of the Hall of Fame. Don't get me wrong.
No, but I mean, like, you can't enjoy it because you watch a highlight and you're like, yeah, but he did this, 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 and this, and he's not a good guy.
Yeah, I think it's naive to think that people do that. I think that they see number 56 coming off the edge and crushing somebody, breaking ribs, strip sack. Yeah. You know, the pick six, back 81 or 82, whatever it was. I think it was on Thanksgiving. No, I'm not trying to get to rewrite history. My point is, if you really are anti-Pete Rose, the person, and you are all in for Lawrence Taylor, I'm like, well, that's not even remotely consistent. That's all I'm saying.
Doesn't add up. Charlie's in Bethpage. What's up, Charlie?
Hey, bud.
Good morning, Big T and Sal. How we doing
What's
today?
Up, Charlie?
Good.
Good. Listen, I got to totally disagree with you, and I hate Pete Rose. My hatred goes back to 1973 when he assaulted Buddy Harrelson.
Scrappy Buddy.
He was Scrappy Buddy, and Buddy gave it his all.
Yeah, he did.
He got it. He took a beat down. But overall, Pete Rose, one of the all-time greats of baseball. Was he a good guy? Not at all. And if we had to go that routine, the Hall of Fame up in Cooperstown would have a lot of empty space up there because there are a lot of bad guys there.
Yep.
But I don't think the writers are voting him in. It will be the committee. And because the writers, because of the gambling and the other situations, will not put him in. But the guys, like the managers, ex-players, they know what he put in. Pete Rose, would I want him on my team? Without a doubt, any day of the week. He played the game. No one played the game harder. That's why they called him Charlie Hustle. And listen, not a fan of his, but what he did on the baseball field, hitting, playing the game, the heart and desire, he lived baseball 24/7, and he should be in the Hall of Fame.
All right, there you go. Good call, Char. Appreciate
it. And look, everybody's going to have their opinion, and that's fine. See, I don't like the idea that we at times have to root for bad people. I try to keep my head in the sand on that stuff because I don't believe as a fan. Where I say being punished, BT, means I don't want my enjoyment to be sapped because Lawrence Taylor was a bad guy or Pete Rose was a bad guy. I want to watch that highlight of Pete Rose becoming the all-time hit king and enjoy it. I want to watch Charlie Hustle and diving into base paths or whatever, diving in the base, all that stuff.
Crushing Ray Fosse in the All-Star game at the plate.
I want to appreciate that. As
I hear
a fan.
You.
Because if you start going through each individual throughout the history of sports, we'd have there wouldn't be enough sports. Not everybody's a great individual, whether it's womanizing, whatever it may be.
Well, that's why I love Judge and Jeter and David Wright.
Yeah.
Now, that's why certain people that we do have.
Well, we once thought Tiger Woods was that.
Yeah,
like you don't even
that's
really,
true.
You don't
that's
even
true.
Really know.
No, you don't know, but I would have to think, Derek's, I think he's 50.
Yeah.
David Wright's, is.
I agree with
you. You'd kind of know by now.
Well, and also now, I think it's easier in today's day and age because they're so front and center and there's social media and all this stuff.
Oh, I know.
I think it's a lot easier to be exposed now if you are not a good person.
I agree with that.
And all that stuff.
So, I totally agree with that.
But I would, based on their performance, I would want LT in the Hall of Fame, and I would want Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, so would I in a perfect world. But because I know what I know, and what we know about Pete's character, I'm no longer going the extra mile to defend him about the Hall of Fame. That's where I split off. You know what I mean? Like, if he was a good guy and he just gambled, I really think the opinion, even though it's the cardinal sin, I think I would find it somewhere in my baseball heart to say, come on, what do we do? We've seen enough cheaters along the way. Let's lift up the rope, put him in. It's time. But because he wasn't a good dude, I'm just not doing that.
And when it changed for me for the last time was watching the Charlie Hustle and the Matter of Pete Rose documentary on HBO. I would recommend that to anybody who even wants to partake in this conversation. If you haven't seen, I don't even care if you watch Pete Rose every single day of his career. Watch Charlie Hustle and the Matter of Pete Rose on HBO. It's 4 episodes, and you really get some insight into just exactly who Pete Rose is.
We didn't talk much about it on the air, but you and I came in and raved about it during breaks. Like, we were saying a little bit on the air, but you and I absolutely loved it.
We raved about the show, but also he was exposed to be a bad person.
Oh, yeah. 4:10 first pitch. That'll be on the AM side. Obviously, Big Nick stuff. So we're going to do the talk shows here with Evan and Tiki.
They're from Boston, no?
Yes. Well, Tiki is here. Marash is here. I believe Evan went up to Boston. So they'll be all over that. So that's going to be today. They wrap up that series, the Yankees and the Seattle Mariners do. Then an off day. And then obviously Friday, which seems so secondary, which is insane. We've got the Yankees and the Mets, Rodon McGill, but we are doing the juggle. Pete Rose, we'll do obviously Yankees and Mets all weekend and the rest of the week. Schedule stuff, we're pretty busy here on the
show. And that's why I'm hoping the Knicks win tonight and then get rested, get set for an Eastern Conference Finals. Tomorrow we come in, we can react to the Knicks. Either way, we're going to react to the Knicks, win or lose, but we got to get into a little Subway Series.
We will.
Oh, wait. Tomorrow is Thursday. In my mind, I'm feeling like today's Thursday. Right. So
tomorrow's the off day for the Yankees. Oh, the Mets have to be off tomorrow, too, right?
I know
the
Yankees definitely are. I would think Pirates today and the off day into the Friday. So, yes, then Friday, either way, Friday, we get to dive deep into the Mets-Yanks Subway Series.
Can't wait. Let's go.
Of 1-1 Soto.
260. Right.
Frank is calling from, for now, Frank is calling from White Plains.
260.
I'm just excited to be going to get woken up here. That's what May 16th has been circled on my calendar because, that's when Soto, the experience really begins. Mm-hmm. The real Soto, when he's going to get awoken. By the way, there were some good articles on that. Where the hell was I reading that? Was that in the Post yesterday? Yeah, I think it was Steve Serby had a good column in the Post about Soto, and a lot of people talking to his teammates talking about, knowing the competitiveness of Soto, he knows he's going to get booed. Like, they're all saying he's going to get booed.
I saw it. I saw it was the Post. Yeah, I saw it.
All right, let's get back to Pete Rose. 888-808-1019. Frank is in White Plains. What's up, Frank?
Listen, guys, you know I love you guys. I love the show. And I agree with you about him gambling. It was dead wrong what he did and everything. But look, I mean, bad guy and good guy. You know, is everybody in Cooperstown all good guys over there, like as far as the goal, personality and stuff? Listen, he was a great baseball player, and he should be judged somehow, just even, okay, he did the wrong thing, but he gambled. I'm not supporting that. What I'm supporting, he was a good baseball player, and MLB, really, from get-go, they didn't handle it all right. Like, a lot of things, too, you know, they let... How about this guy Bustero? If they still vote for them and all this stuff, you think we don't have it today in Cooperstown, somebody with steroids?
100%. But they weren't illegal, Frank.
Yeah, Sal, they weren't illegal. But
that was BT.
Pete Rose, as a baseball player, he was a great player. We all know that.
We all know
it. He judged some of them that, too.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's fair. Look, you could have your opinion, Frank, and if you want to say that, well, people who cheated the game are in there as well and minimize betting on the game. It's a very difficult thing, which is what made this a great sports debate and conversation for 40 years. But it was never about, will Pete Rose get into the Hall of Fame? It was about, should he? Now he actually could because he's reinstated. This was the major first step that Pete Rose was begging for his entire life after he got or accepted the lifetime ban in 1989 from Major League Baseball and Bart Giamatti, who then passed away. And baseball has upheld that suspension until yesterday, 8 months after Pete Rose passed away. So you could still have the debate whether you would put him in or not. I don't think there could be forgiveness, BT, for betting on the game. Like, there's no coming back from that.
I could find it within myself to actually do that. And I did for a while. But then, you know, I've got to incorporate an element of character. I have to.
Well, think about it now with the NFL players who have been getting nailed left and right with this. Most prominently, maybe Calvin Ridley, because he was a big player.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Suspended, sure. Now he's back playing in the NFL. Like, that never happened. I mean,
I know. I missed a couple games, right?
Well, whatever. Well, I think he missed he was suspended for the whole
season?
Yeah, and then Atlanta ended up trading. His career got derailed, and he was never the player that they expected him to be, and he's always going to have that black mark on his legacy or his career, whatever it turns out to be. But he's back playing. He's making millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Like, Pete Rose, because he bet on a game, was banned for his entire life. And the one thing he didn't want in death, he's getting that now. So he's got an eternal sentence, basically, for gambling on a game.
Do you believe that the higher the position and the more responsibility you have, the stiffer the punishment should be?
No, shouldn't it be all equal?
I don't know.
Are you going to make an example of him because he was such a great player?
Yeah, I mean, I just asked because I probably agree with you. Like, you should probably have one set of rules, probably.
Life's not fair. Life's not like that.
Well,
it's not
I know. If you're the manager of a baseball team, you have more responsibility than the fourth outfielder. So if the fourth outfielder's betting back then a $500 reverse on the Bengals, should he be more harshly judged or criticized than the manager who has direct access to pitching matchups and different things that maybe the players don't? I think my answer is no, but I think it's a fair question.
Do you think betting on the game, not football, which we know he did, but betting on your own game to win or lose, do you think that challenges and questions the integrity of the sport?
100%.
That's it, right?
I do. No, I do. That's why I'm not supporting him here. Plus the character stuff, but I also think it's just so without, I don't want to say intelligence, but it's really overlooking the details, and it's an oversimplification. I've heard this for years. Well, he didn't bet against his team to lose. All right, can you please understand that if the Reds are playing the Astros on a Tuesday night and Pete Rose has $3,500 on that game to win, for the Reds to win, he is doing everything because he's got every resource and there was no analytics. There was nobody coming down saying, Pete, you're batting Gary Reed as third tonight or you're benching Dave Part, whatever it may have been. Or Sabo, I think Sabo was after.
I remember Reed is more with the Pirates. But
yeah, yeah, me too. But I'm pretty sure he played for the Reds for a little bit. Either way, so it was all Pete Rose. So he influenced everything. I just think that it's very naive to think that when you put all your chips into winning one game that you aren't leaving yourself more vulnerable for the next game against the Expos in game one of a 3-game series. So I just think that people ignore that too much.
Corey's in Edison, New Jersey. What's up, Corey?
Hey, fellas. So I got a little bit of a different view on this, and I think it's definitely not a black and white issue. So I do believe the statement that you can't tell the history of baseball without Pete Rose. And the problem I had with him being banned is that, you know, it's basically like the major league was pretending he didn't exist, right? So if you go to Cooperstown, there's no mention of Pete Rose anywhere.
But there is Pete Rose memorabilia. There's bats, there's balls, there's stuff. So there is an acknowledgement that Pete Rose played baseball.
Right, but there's nothing to commemorate the fact that he is the all-time hit leader, right? So at least now we can have the conversation about whether he belongs in the Hall of Fame. Because I agree with you, some of those personal things, those you know, crimes that he committed should probably prevent him from being in. But there should be something like if I go to the Hall of Fame and I say, you know, who's the all-time hit leader, there should be a something in the corner that has Pete Rose, you know, sliding into third base that says, okay, that guy had the most hits of all time.
Corey, hold on. I don't know. I haven't been to the Hall of Fame in a while. That's a good point, Corey. Thank you for the call. I've been there twice in my life, and it's been a while, as I said. So I can't imagine. I'm going to double-check during the break here. Are you telling me that there's not the bat that he got the base hit off of Eric Schau or the spikes that he wore that night or the helmet or whatever?
I'm pretty sure
there's got to be something that says, 4,100? What was the exact amount of hit? Whatever it was.
125.
I don't know. Maybe 26. I think it's maybe 4,126. I could be off on that. But signifying that Pete Rose is indeed the all-time hits leader. Now, it's not the conventional plaque in the wing of Hall of Famers. But, I mean, you got memorabilia from Scrubs who did, like, wacky things that somehow found their way into the Hall of Fame. So I'd be surprised if there's not.
Yeah, I've been several times, and even more recently than you. I want to say 2014, maybe.
Oh, that recent?
I went to the Hall of Fame, yeah.
Dude, I was there in the late 90s. That's how long it's been for
me. That was probably the first time I went, August of 1990. Actually, ironically enough, probably a year after Pete Rose got banned.
Yeah.
I remember having the commemorative bats. Jim Palmer and Joe Morgan were inducted that year.
Nice. Oh, you went to the ceremony?
No, I just went to the Hall of Fame that summer.
Gotcha. So, but not that weekend.
No, they had commemorative bats, I guess, whatever. But that was the first time I ever went, and I've been back multiple times since. Most recent, 2014, there was a wedding up in Cooperstown. I took an ex-girlfriend there.
How'd it go?
Oh, it was great. I mean, great time.
Did she have fun when you were staring at memorabilia all weekend?
Ironically enough, she was a Reds fan from Cincinnati. Anyway, I'm pretty
that's
sure
funny.
That is weird. That now
is
that I think
actually
about
very
it.
Weird. Only you.
Yeah, exactly right. But I feel like at least in my mind's eye, there was some kind of Pete Rose
acknowledgement
I think. I'm
looking it up right now. Hoff, did you come up with anything, bud? I know it's
looked
really
Pete Rose memorabilia, but whatever. Either way.
Yeah, wait, hold on a second. I'm looking at something right now, dude. Display case.
Yeah.
I mean, unless this is in Cincinnati. Oh, no, that's at a Cincinnati
now,
museum.
He is in the, well, right, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah, he
is in the WWE Hall of Fame as well.
I know he is.
Yeah.
WrestleMania, right? Something like that? Wasn't it?
I don't remember the exact thing, but he was.
But
in
so was Liberace. I think it's something like all those, like Billy Martin. Is Billy Martin there?
I mean, I'm just saying, Pete Rose is at least in a Hall of Fame. They made a big thing about it. Smartly so, right?
Yeah.
He's in a baseball Hall of Fame, but we'll put him in
ours. We'll put him in ours.